She would not have been able to worship in a temple, and many would have considered her unclean. This likely would have meant she couldn't touch the people she loved most, her own family and friends. She may have been banned from visiting markets or seeking any real community connections. Mark tells us she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. Mark chapter 5, verse 26. After so many years, so many dead ends, there must have been times when she thought this was how her story would end, with her hopeless and helpless. And yet, Mark goes on to tell us that she had heard the reports about Jesus. Mark chapter 5, verse 27. That was all it took for this disheartened woman to move forward. Word of Jesus' miracles had spread far and wide, and crowds often followed him, pushing in on every side, eager to hear his words and see if he could make a difference in their lives. The stories gave root to the tiniest seed of hope in the woman's heart, a little green shoot that gave her the courage to take a big risk. Matthew maps out her strategy. She said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed." Matthew chapter 9, verse 21. So that was the entirety of her plan, to get as close to Jesus as possible, touch his cloak, and receive a miracle. Bold. Remember, she likely wasn't even supposed to leave her home, certainly not to be in a crowd where she would come into contact with other people, not to mention Jesus himself. In her despair, she must have felt there were no other options left. When she finally got to where Jesus was, he was on his way to attend to the request of a powerful man who had begged him to save his dying daughter. As was often the case, this attracted spectators. Mark describes it as a great crowd that thronged about him. Mark chapter 5, verse 24. The ailing woman worked her way close enough to reach out to the miracle worker she'd heard so much about. Luke shares the powerful moment in the simplest language, writing, "She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped." Luke chapter 8, verse 44. Mark says, "Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering." Mark chapter 5, verse 29. That was it, but the story still wasn't over. Jesus knew what had happened. He looked to the crowd and asked his disciples who had touched him. You can almost hear the laughter in Peter's voice as he replies, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." Luke chapter 8, verse 45. Here's the thing. The woman knew that a man so powerful that mere contact with his garment would heal her would certainly figure out whom he had healed. In both Mark and Luke, we're told that she went to Jesus in fear and trembling, falling down before him and telling him the whole truth. Was she afraid she was about to be exposed as an unclean rule breaker who shouldn't even have been there? Jesus didn't berate or humiliate her in front of the enormous crowd hanging on his every word. Only he could have known in that moment just how much she had suffered, or how she had courageously and humbly bundled all her hopes into the simple act of touching the hem of his garment. In all the gospel accounts, he calls her daughter and tells her, "Your faith has made you well." Think for a moment how those words must have felt to someone likely living as an outcast. Uttered, as they were, before the multitudes hanging on Jesus' every word, they would have constituted public acceptance. Though his power was clearly the source of her healing, Jesus identified her faith as having activated her cure. After more than a decade of suffering, bad news, and financial ruin, she was finally free, healed in an instant, all because she dared to reach out to him for help when every earthly avenue had ended in nothing but loss and despair. For many of us, 2020 was a year filled with pain, physical, financial, emotional,